pages 12 and 13. The main title at the top of page 12, written in orange and grey on a white background, is Local Government Reorganisation Update. The bottom right corner of the page is a map of our new council area. The article continues on page 13 with three photographs showing Georgian houses, a full car park, a desk with building plans and a hard hat, plus a larger aerial photograph of Fareham Town. In March, the Minister for Housing, Communities and Local Government, the Right Honourable Steve Reid, OBE, MP, confirmed there will be five new unitary authorities serving Hampshire and the Isle of Wight from April 2028. This is a major change for our area, the biggest shake-up of local government in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight for over 50 years. It means that from the 1st of April 2028, all existing local councils in Hampshire will be replaced with new, larger unitary authorities that deliver all council services. Fareham will form part of the new South East Hampshire Unitary Authority, which will replace Fareham Borough Council, Gosport Borough Council, Havant Borough Council and Portsmouth City Council. Areas currently in Winchester City Council, Newlands, includes the Beerwood Estate in Waterlooville, East Hampshire, Clanfield, Horndean and Rowlands Castle. This means that residents will only need to deal with one local authority rather than, for example, Fareham Borough Council for some services and Hampshire County Council for others. What services will the new unitary authority run? South East Hampshire Unitary Authority will bring together services currently run by Fareham Borough Council and Hampshire County Council, including births, deaths and ceremonies, building control, children's services, clean and tidy, coastal protection, community safety, council tax and benefits, countryside and open spaces, democracy, economic development, elections, emergency planning, environmental health, Fareham Live, highways, housing, leisure, libraries, parking, planning, public health, regeneration, schools, social care, trading standards, waste and recycling. We will now work together to make the most of this opportunity to shape more responsive services, boost our local economy, and give you a say in decisions that affect your daily lives, while making the transition as smooth as possible for the people we serve. You can find up-to-date information at www.fareham.gov.uk/LGR.